Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Moshe Kravitz behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on this Wednesday night. And look, we'll keep talking about the Phillies victory tonight, and it was a good one. They get a series victory. We'll have Jack Fritz on about an hour from now, talk some Phillies. And tomorrow, we do get the schedule release in the NFL. So I put together a mock schedule. I've tried to guess the Eagles' full schedule for you. We'll bring that to you before the show ends tonight. But there's only one place to start. And it's with the joke of a playoff game that was last night in Miami. That was as bad of a no-show in an NBA playoff game. And I want to make sure I say this correctly, from even teams. Okay, you know, you might get an 8-1 series, a 1-8 series. It's a sweep, and one team is just 35 points better than another on a given night. That happens. You know, we've seen NBA playoff games that are significant blowouts. But when it's a 2-2 series in the second round, to lose a game by 35 points is a disgrace. It is a disgrace what happened with the Sixers last night. And I don't want to talk about James Harden. Tyrese Maxey had a poor game. Tyrese Maxey is a 22-year-old player. That happens in the playoffs. I've been saying this for months. You know, we've put Maxey on this pedestal, and the reality of it is he's going to have 9-point games. That happens with 22-year-olds, especially, you know, guys that are not Ja Morant, right? He's going to have the ups and downs of being a young player. I don't want to hear about Doc Rivers tonight, and it's Doc's fault this. You know, we've gone so far with this Doc stuff. Doc's not a very good coach. I think anyone that's watched him coach here in Philadelphia for years would tell you that. The Sixers lost for one reason last night. Joel Embiid. We can't have it both ways in this city. We can't have it both ways where whenever Joel Embiid is really great, we throw flowers and bouquets, and he's Joel Embiid, and he's a warrior, and he's the MVP, and screw Jokic, and all this stuff. Last night, Joel Embiid no-showed. Joel Embiid no-showed, and his team followed. The Sixers lost last night because their best player decided that he was not engaged in the basketball game. Forget performance, right? You know, there's going to be bad shooting nights. There's going to be tough nights for every great player. Not everyone's going to be great every single moment. But Joel Embiid's body language last night stunk. He went down there, and I don't know why, and there's a lot of theories out there about why. Was it the MVP snub or whatever you want to call it? He found out. I don't know. I don't know why Joel Embiid was trash last night, but I know he was, and I know this. Joel Embiid's the reason the Sixers lost that game last night. He's the reason, and every single year with Joel Embiid, we do this where we have games in the playoffs. And every single year, we're trying to figure out why the Sixers lose. Well, let me give you some numbers here quickly. Okay, Joel Embiid is a worse player in the playoffs than he is in the regular season. This is not an opinion. This is a fact. Joel Embiid is a lesser player in the playoffs every year than he is in the regular season. And we want to talk about why. Well, he's usually banged up. And I wish he wasn't, but this is the reality of the player. Like, when you go through the NBA playoffs, the best teams win and championships are won because the best players win. And oftentimes, they have to persevere through injury to win. Giannis Antetokounmpo last year, did we forget that he missed time with a knee injury last year and came back and was the best and most athletic player on the floor? Never did Giannis play like that in a playoff game last year where you felt he was so out of it, so out of it that his team fell down because of him. Never. That guy's a champion. Look at this year, just in this year's playoffs. Luka's missed time with an injury, he's come back and been great. Booker missed time with an injury, come back and been great. And I'm not saying this is easy. I mean, Joel Embiid's got significant injuries. Have you noticed how bad of a three-point shooter he's been, and really a non-existent three-point shooter? And he likes to shoot threes. We know that during the regular season. But he has, I mean, since he hurt his thumb, he's 1 of 13 from downtown. 1 of 13. And the one was an accident a couple nights ago here in Philadelphia where he kind of shot off the top of the backboard and it fell in. I mean, he can't shoot right now from downtown. We know that. It's been obvious since he hurt his thumb. And the face situation last night, I'm sure that hurt. I'm sure that hurt when the ball kind of got blocked back into his face and he was screaming and writhing of pain on the floor. I'm sure it hurt. But when you come back from an injury and you play, it means you're cleared to play. When you come back and you are able to play, it means I have to judge you on how you're playing. And Joel Embiid did not play well last night. In fact, he was bad. 215-592-9494. The Sixers lost last night because of Joel Embiid. Agree or disagree? Joel Embiid's the biggest reason why the Sixers are now down 3-2, that they went last night and they had a no-show in that game against Miami. And it's frustrating because Joel Embiid's supposed to be the biggest reason why they always have a chance. He's their best player. He's one of the best players in the league. He finished second in the MVP for a reason. Let's hear from Joel Embiid last night on what went wrong against the Miami Heat.
Yeah, that's just... like tonight, we weren't focused enough. We didn't play hard. We didn't follow the game plan. It was just too easy for them offensively. We didn't move the ball. I don't think we shared the ball like we have been sharing the ball. And so we just, like I said, we just gotta be locked in and play like we played those last two games before this one.
Excuse me? A lot of we's in there. Like, who's the leader of the team? Who's the best player on the team? There's not 50 players out there where Joel Embiid can't control the situation. In no sport does one player control the flow of the game more than basketball. The best player on the court in basketball for their team controls all that stuff he's talking about. Joel Embiid's almost talking about it like I'm talking about it. Like I'm sitting on my couch or sitting here at WIP last night watching the game. Yeah, I could have said those same things. I would say they, he could say we. He's part of it. I'm watching just like you are. But Joel Embiid is part of it. Like, he recognized all those things he's saying as it's happening. He could have changed it. He could have went out there and changed that. I'm not saying the outcome would have been different. They got down by a lot, and it was kind of a snowball effect at some point. But talking about not following the game plan, not being engaged, Joel, they're following you. You're the leader. How about Joel Embiid before they even got on the court last night? Listen to this report. Chris Haynes last night talking about Joel Embiid's energy, body language, and everything before the game, which obviously carried over to during the game. Yeah, what that is embarrassing for Joel Embiid. 215-592-9494. I blame last night completely on Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is the biggest reason why the Sixers lost last night. We can't pretend that this guy's in the same class as these great champions that we talk about when we hear stuff like that. Have you ever heard that Giannis Antetokounmpo's energy was down before a game? Or Kevin Durant, who we know is moody, didn't bring it during the game? No, we never hear this stuff about them. I mean, that's ridiculous. And I can't get into the guy's head. I don't know. And we'll play for you some theories on why, and Chris Haynes kind of threw it out there, the MVP stuff, why he might have been down. I don't care. I mean, honestly, I don't care if Joel Embiid is upset or not if he won the MVP award. I mean, I don't care. And if he's actually upset, he's got to check himself at the door. Like, what is this about? What is this about? I mean, Joel Embiid last night, you heard it there from a guy who's standing on the court talking to the guy, small talk before the game, shoot around, all that kind of stuff yesterday morning. His energy was low. Dude, if you're sick, tell the trainers. If you can't play because you're hurting, tell the trainers. But if you're going to go out there and give half-ass effort, I don't want you on the court. In the NBA more than any other sport, the only thing that rivals it even a little bit, is the NFL a quarterback. If your star player goes out there and is mopey and is not giving full energy, you're cooked. And the Sixers more than any other team, I think still left standing in the playoffs, feed off of the energy of their best guy more than any other team. Any other team. Other teams are a little deeper, a little more veteran, a little more professional. This team, they go as Joel goes. It's the way this thing goes. When he's engaged and he's blocking shots and he's playing defense, they feed off of that. And last night, they didn't. And Joel Embiid was awful. 215-592-9494. I blame last night completely on Joel Embiid. Agree, disagree. I mean, that last night was one of the most disappointing efforts by a playoff team. Certainly, you know, a playoff team with some expectations. I mean, all that, you know, I thought, and I said it this week, that the win on Sunday night, on Mother's Day, when they won that game four, and you know, and they were able to kind of withstand every Miami Heat run and make sure they didn't lose that lead, I was impressed. I was impressed Sunday night. It felt like for the first time, maybe this team had turned a corner. And Joel's defense was excellent on Sunday night. It felt like Sunday night could have been a turning point for this team, for this group. And they went right back, and you know what they told us last night, or they showed us, I should say? They showed us why nobody can seriously take the six, you know, take the Sixers seriously as a title contender. I mean, you can't. And I know they could win, you know, tomorrow night. The whole team has won every game in this series. But honestly, could you take the Sixers seriously as a championship contender after that crap that you saw last night? That wasn't even a basketball game. That wasn't even a game where you felt at any moment like, all right, just give it a second. And that's, you know, we know the way playoff games are. It's about runs. It's about back and forth. As long as you're within a certain distance, you feel like, you know, all right, if we just keep it here, we've got a chance. I never felt last night, after early in the game, that they had a chance. That they had a chance at all. Joel Embiid last night was minus 29 while on the court. It is the worst plus minus of his postseason career. I mean, that's pretty hard to do. Minus 29. You're telling me that was full effort, that was engaged all in mentally and physically, Joel Embiid last night? It wasn't. I know Joel is like Teflon in this town. No one wants to criticize. Everyone wants to love Joel Embiid. He's a great player. He's a great player. And he had a great season. But last night, he's responsible for a playoff blowout. It's not Doc Rivers' fault that Joel Embiid is low energy. I mean, that's Joel Embiid's fault. The bottom line is this. If you don't feel yourself and you can't play, get out of the game. Get out of the game. I'd put Paul Reed in. I'd rather someone else on the court that's actually there mentally and physically, because Joel Embiid last night was not. 215-592-9494 to vent. Joel Embiid last night stunk. The Sixers stunk. This series is 3-2. And before we go to the phone lines here, I want to point this out because I thought this was really interesting. I'm not sure, Moshe, if you saw this, but I thought it was really interesting. So Harrison Sanford, he's the guy who does that podcast with Danny Green. What do they call it? The Green Room? Is that Danny Green's podcast? So Harrison Sanford is his podcast partner. And I always think it's interesting when you have an athlete who hosts or does a show, it could be a TV show, radio show, or a podcast, with a current athlete. Because when those people, not the athlete, but the host, the partner in the podcast or whatever, has an opinion, I always wonder, like, is that really their opinion? Or are they getting that from the person that they do a podcast with? And maybe it's like off the record, but they hear it. I always wonder that kind of stuff. And last night, and I don't typically follow Harrison Sanford's tweets, so I don't know if he's always critical, but he was really critical of Joel Embiid last night, and it made me think, and it made me wonder if that kind of stuff has come from Danny Green in the past. If Danny Green has kind of said, hey, you know, sometimes Joel, you know, energy's not there, mentally's not there, and we kind of go as he goes. So last night, Harrison Sanford does the podcast with Danny Green. He tweeted, as Chris Haynes pointed out, we play the audio for you of Chris Haynes and his report. Joel Embiid's energy level has been low since this morning's shoot-around. His energy is contagious for whatever reason, and it showed to start this game. Same thing happened in the Raptors series after his thumb. He's right. Same thing happened in the Raptors series. When the Sixers lost that game at home to send it back to Toronto, that's exactly what happened in game five of the series against Toronto, where they had no energy and Embiid was all, didn't want to play defense, didn't want to be physical. Joel Embiid has to wake up. And if he physically can't do it, check out, man. Like, I just, the way it's always been for me as a sports fan is if you are on the court or the field or the ice, I'm going to judge you just like everybody else. I mean, I recognize Joel Embiid is hurt, but he's cleared to play. He's playing through this. No one's forced him to do it. You can't go out there and give that kind of effort last night. It was pitiful. 215-592-9494. Did you think it was Joel's fault last night they lost that game? I do. I put that loss squarely at the feet of Joel Embiid. Mosh, what'd you think last night? That was That was a really disappointing effort.
So, here's the thing with Embiid. Because people aren't talking enough about the fact that he's probably still dealing with post-concussion syndrome, which means that he's still getting headaches from every little impact and overexerting himself. And it's incredible that he's on the court. But that's not what the issue was last night.
No, it wasn't.
The issue was he let the loss of MVP get to him and, you know, get him down in the dumps when guys like Michael Jordan and Giannis and LeBron James and Kevin Durant and all of the other elite players in the game now and before the game would say, I just lost the MVP. I'm going to go out and prove why I should have won MVP.
Yeah, I'm going to win a title
in the meantime.
Yep.
That, you know, look, I think that Embiid is going to struggle with his energy levels for the duration of the playoffs as long as the post-concussion stuff is still bothering him. Because as somebody who has dealt with a multi-month concussion that was supposed to just be mild, it can go on for a lot longer than people realize. But that's not what it was last night.
No.
Joel Embiid needs to take that and turn it into motivation and not be sad about it.
Yeah, you know what? And he's responsible for the energy of this basketball team. And you know what? That's a big responsibility. I get it. That's one guy. But that's his role on this team. He's the earth, the moon, and the stars for the Sixers. If he's moping around, the role players mope around. James Harden mopes around. Like, he's their guy. And it's like, he's got to recognize that responsibility. And look, I can't get in his head. Moshe can't get in his head. We'll play with TNT was saying last night. If it really was about the MVP, shame on him. I mean, like, shame on him, because it's childish, man. Like, it's an award. Get real. Like, get real.
And look, you have to give Embiid credit for playing through a broken face and a concussion.
Sure.
Like, it is. That is not easy.
He's physically tough. We know that. Yeah.
Yeah, warrior, all that kind of stuff. You got to give him credit, but like, how many times during, I'm blanking on the name of it now, The Last Dance, that Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls documentary, how many times was there some sort of trash talk and then they panned to Jordan today saying something along the lines of, and I took that personally, and he goes out and drops 50
right.
points.
Right. And you know what? It's the playoffs. I know now Embiid's injury that he's currently dealing with the face is obviously a different kind of injury. It's not your typical ankle or knee. But players get hurt at this stage of the season. I mean, again, last year Giannis hurt his knee significantly and came back and played. We didn't hear about the knee at all. He just went out and won the finals MVP. Luka got hurt in the playoffs, has come back. He's playing. Are we hearing about, you know, his injury yet? No, he's playing basketball again. You think his injury is completely healed? You think, you know, Devin Booker's hamstring's completely healed? It's the playoffs. I don't want to hear about it. Like, we don't hear about it when he's playing well. Games 3 and 4, Joel's back. He's a tough guy. Yeah, wow. He has a bad game. It's like, well, he's hurt again. Well, dude, if you're out there, you're going to play. He lost that game for them last night. He was awful. Joe is in Glenside. Hey, Joe.
Hi. I don't know if you guys really believe the crap you're saying or if you're just trying to stir the pot, because that guy, Joel Embiid, is an animal. He's out there playing with a bad back, a broken face, a broken thumb, and he's still playing, and he scored the most points of any Sixers.
He was awful last night, Joe. He was awful.
You know who was awful? James Harden was awful. Maxie was awful. Niang was awful.
Joe, please don't mention George Niang. Joe, there's 10 George Niangs on Market Street right now walking around. He doesn't matter. He doesn't matter.
Well, when you're kicking the ball out of bounds,
he doesn't matter. They lost. Joe.
Those guys on Broad Street aren't in the game.
Joe,
those guys aren't playing.
The role players don't lose games by 35 points. When your star player is disengaged, did he give good effort last night?
With a broken face. Who's out there with a busted thumb? None of them other guys aren't.
Joe, if it's too much, he shouldn't play. He's playing, so I'm gonna talk about how he played.
Too much. I'm saying the guy's got heart. He's got heart. He was out there.
No. I don't want to hear about his heart after last night because if he had heart last night, he would have brought effort. He was awful last night.
Too many turnovers. too many missed shots.
Stop making excuses for him.
I'm not making excuses for him.
You're downplaying the
facts.
Joe, do you realize that his effort last night was embarrassing? That's how what his effort was.
He's the only guy out there playing with
then don't play. I don't want to hear the excuses anymore. It's every single postseason. Every single postseason.
How did Tobias Harris do?
Tobias Harris is a bum, Joe.
How did Harden do? So he's out there playing with all these injuries, and he's playing with a pile of bums? God bless him.
Then you know what, Joe? If that's how you want to treat the star player, like it doesn't matter because he's trying his hardest.
I'm not saying it doesn't matter.
No,
I'm
it does. It's almost like
I'm
we're treating. It's almost like we're. But it's almost like we treat Joel Embiid in the playoffs as if it's like a kid. Like, oh, he's trying his best.
You've been listening to WIP today. Nobody's treating him like a
Well,
kid.
You are, but you are, Joe.
No,
I'm tired of it. Every postseason, he's got boo boos and he's hurt. Every postseason. Like either
so does everybody else probably.
Right,
probably
and but guess what? Guess what? They play through it. They play well, and we don't hear about it every freaking postgame. Postgame.
They're probably going to win tomorrow. They're probably going to win tomorrow.
Is he going to have better effort tomorrow? You think Joel's going to play with some effort tomorrow?
I think they're all going to play with effort.
Yeah, well,
tomorrow.
I hope so. I mean, we're on the same page
there. A bunch of missed shots. That's all I
Yeah, I hope the star player actually shows up tomorrow because he didn't show up last night. Joe, we appreciate the phone call. It's every postseason. Well, he's hurt. Oh, well, he's hurt. He's hurt every postseason. Okay, like this is the best player. This is the guy, like, we can't have it both ways. You can't argue he's a warrior and he should have been the MVP and then excuse an awful performance last night. I'm serious. If that's the kind of effort, and I'm talking about mental effort, I'm talking about going out there and giving real effort on the court. If that's what he had in him last night, he should have stayed in Philadelphia and watched on television. If that was what he had in the tank last night, he should have stayed and watched the game on TV. Because his effort early in that game, it was like he didn't want to be there. And like when you're hearing people, sideline reporters saying he's got low energy all day, when you're hearing Danny Green's podcast partner talk about how it affects the whole team, that's not for no reason you're hearing these things. It's bad. Kay's in Cherry Hill. Hey, Kay.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Kay, what are you thinking, man?
Hey, listen. It sounds like we're all frustrated at the loss. But I got to be quite honest, man. Like, Embiid has done everything the city's asked him to do. And I don't know if you ever had been heartbroken, Joe, but the kid is heartbroken. His face is broken. His thumb is broken.
But why is he heartbroken? Why is he heartbroken?
Because he lost the MVP.
But Kay, if he's
that's not it. Well, hold on, hear me out, Joe, because I know I know you on Embiid right now, and I feel you because I'm mad too. But this is what you have to understand, yo. That's a shot to the gut, and you're already got a concussion, and your face is hurt, and your thumb is broke, and now your pride is hurt. He's hurt. He's physically and emotionally. And on top of that, it's easy, Joe, for you to say, oh, I don't want to hear about Niang. Oh, I don't want to hear about Harden. Oh, I don't want to hear about Doc Rivers. I don't want to hear about any of the guys that he should be able to count on the one time in the season where he needs a little backup. They should be like, oh, man, you lost that MVP. We got you, man. We're going to go out here, Harden. I'm going to give you 40 tonight. Like, where's the backup? Out of all the guys on that team, who's the only guy that gave us what we asked him? We said he was lazy. He got in shape. He said he wasn't getting physical. He got physical. He did everything Philly wanted him to do. He did everything Shaq wanted him to do. Charles, Shaq, rooting him on, lead the league in scoring. You get robbed. Then you get to the game, and you can't count on nobody. Like, come on, man. Nobody's perfect, Joe. It's easy for you to sit back and say,
no, I mean, Kay, no, I understand. I understand people aren't perfect, but you know what he's not, Kay? He's not a championship player. That's my problem. Yeah. Problem is because we need him to be, right? The only way they're ever going to win anything is if he becomes a championship player. And I don't think championship players go out and mope during a playoff game like that last night.
Listen, it's a new generation. And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, Joe. But it is a new generation. But I got to ask you this. You say he's the reason that they lost game five in that. May kind of be true, but without him, there is no game five.
Well, I recognize that. I recognize that.
Like, come on.
Right,
you
but
can't, you can't delete all the factors. He's got to lean on his brothers. He's got to lean on his team.
Kay, I hear you on that, and I agree that there's no game five if he didn't come back. And I preach the phone call. But we have this weird thing. We don't talk about NBA players like that. Then we want to excuse Joel Embiid. Did anyone ever talk about J.R. Smith and Booby Gibson and Drew Gooden? Like, when LeBron James didn't win titles, who got blamed for it? LeBron James. Okay? That's the way the NBA works. Like, if Joel Embiid never gets to a conference finals, never makes the finals, doesn't win a title, do you think we're going to talk 15 years from now about George Niang? No. Like, we're going to forget who that guy was. That's the way it works. Like, Joel Embiid is trending towards, you know, being the Patrick Ewing of this era.
Or the Charles Barkley.
Right. Great players, but they don't have rings on their fingers. And, like, do we ever talk about those guys' teammates as why? No, we say they were great, but they weren't quite great enough.
Yeah, and look, in the first two games, I was going back and forth with somebody on Twitter who was harping on my comments about how James Harden wasn't doing enough. He needed to be more aggressive. Putting up less than 20 shots a game wasn't enough.
Right.
The Sixers were going to have a chance of winning. And his responses were, no, they were losing because George Niang and Danny Green and all of these other guys weren't making open shots. It was like, those guys aren't expected to be the reason that you win games.
They're role players.
James Harden looks washed, and he can't get it to the second gear, and that's why they lost. And look, Joel Embiid may have been the best player for the Sixers last night. If you want to make that claim, fine. I'm not going to dispute it. If you want to say he had the most energy, fine. I won't dispute it. But look at his energy in games 3 and 4, and then compare it to game 5 and how he played in game 5. And once again, I think that we need to be more conscious of the fact that he is playing through a concussion. I think that is incredibly admirable. But one thing changed between games 4 and 5. He lost the MVP. And maybe what that last caller was saying about how different generation, they handle things differently, then, you know, if that's Joel Embiid's attitude, then Joe, you're right. He's not a championship player. I think Joel Embiid still can be a championship player, but last night was not a point in that column.
No, no.
Because he didn't... If you get rejected by something, you can mope around, or you can do something about it and prove the other person wrong.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that he's heartbroken. I mean, honestly...
The last thing I want
to hear. I don't care. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Last night's loss, I put on Joel Embiid. Agree, disagree, as the Sixers get blasted in Miami by 35 points. We'll come back. We'll hear what Charles Barkley had to say, both at halftime and after the game last night, because he certainly believes that Joel Embiid did bring that kind of effort because of the MVP situation. And we do have the updated MVP voting, so we'll throw that in the mix as well. We have the actual voting for the MVP. We know Jokic won this thing, and Embiid finished second. We'll give you the voting. How far was Joel away from Jokic? We'll give you that. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. I blame Joel Embiid for last night's loss. Agree or disagree? We'll discuss on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.